It was a great jobs report, but there is a but. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 6th of July. Thanks for clicking through. We'll get to that story in just a minute. In other big business news today, China fired back at the Trump administration, and yes, we are now in a trade war, and some fear a recession is looming. Even with all of this, stocks ended the day higher. We'll have the numbers for you. It's all about the dollar, and yes, you can buy hate-related merchandise on Amazon. We'll have that story. Those stories and more, along with the story of two waitresses at a local coffee shop that donate all of their tips from a day to a local charity. And then we'll get with Jeff Pitts and Parker Reed from Cityview with stuff to do in the metro. Hang with us. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hi, and welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. That's at IOB_NewsHour. You can find our Facebook page, all about us. All you have to do is Google Insight on Business, the News Hour, and we should be right there. Well, there was cheering on Wall Street today as the Labor Department released the jobs report, and U.S. employers added 213,000 jobs in June. That's well above the 195,000 that was expected. Employment ticked up to 4%, but the real issue in the report this morning was that of wages. Wages from June of last year through June of this year rose by 2.7%. Meanwhile, inflation is pegged at 2.8%. The bottom line here is that, as we've said so many times in the past, wages are not keeping up with inflation, and that, well, that is causing real issues among middle to low income Americans. Top that off with a rental story from today that the average cost of renting a place to live in the United States hit $1,405 a month. That is a 2.9% jump from last year. Now, that's the average price. What about lowest rental-priced cities? Of the 250 cities surveyed, Wichita is the least expensive, with an average rent of $639 in June. Brownsville, Texas, is a close second at $675 on average, just $1 less than Tulsa, Oklahoma, at $676. Meanwhile, the average rent for a two-bedroom apartment in Des Moines, in Iowa, $901. That's a jump of 1.2% from last year. Well, we think we can finally say with certainty we are now locked into a trade war. Today, the Chinese government said it immediately retaliated against increased U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports as President Donald Trump's administration effectively launched a trade war with its most important trading partner. China's foreign ministry in Beijing said that tit-for-tat duties on U.S. goods took effect straight away after Washington's 25% tariff on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods kicked in at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time today. The ministry gave few other details. Beijing had previously flagged that China would make a, quote, necessary counterattack, end quote, if needed on a similar amount of U.S. exports, including soybeans and cars. The U.S. levies mostly target China's industrial goods and some electronic components. A long list of targeted Chinese products directly purchased by Americans, such as TVs, printers, washing machines, were sharply revised in June following a trade hearing. Trump is not happy with the U.S. large trade deficit with China and insists that Beijing has used unfair and predatory tactics, such as requiring U.S. companies to hand over technology in exchange for access to China's market. China, meanwhile, rejects the allegation. But many analysts and economists, nevertheless, believe that the new tariffs are counterproductive and will chiefly harm one particular segment of society. And who is that? You, the consumer. Economists agree that a trade war today is much different than one, say, 20 years ago because our economy has grown into a global effort. And with that, in fact, a trade war today means there are no winners. Hey, if you're in the market for white supremacist swag, you can get it at Amazon.com. In two reports released today, we learned that shoppers can purchase Amazon merchandise displaying symbols of white supremacy, like a swastika necklace, a baby onesie with a burning cross, and a child's backpack featuring a neo-Nazi meme, all in contradiction of the retail giant's policy against selling products that promote hatred. That according to a new report from two watchdog groups. Amazon's policy says that, quote, prohibiting listings, end quote, on its website include, quote, products that promote or glorify hatred, violence, racial, sexual, or religious intolerance, or promote organizations with such views, end quote. But the report released today by the Action Center on Race and the Economy and the Partnership for Working Families argues that Amazon is failing to adhere to its own policy by allowing the sale of dozens of products in its online store, as well as its publishing and music platforms that facilitate the spread of racist ideology. An Amazon spokesman said the company is in the process of removing some of the identified neo-Nazi brands from its music platform. Amazon spokesman Aaron Torso said today that, quote, third-party sellers who use our marketplace service must follow our guidelines, and those who don't are subject to swift action, including potential removal of their account, end quote. And this was interesting. One book, a children's fable by George Lincoln Rockwell, who is the founder of the American Nazi Party, earned this five-star Amazon review, quote, awesome work from a great man, exclamation point. This is great work for kids that are being brought up right, exclamation point. This is a great piece of propaganda. It teaches our children to be careful and don't let refugees into our country. It shows we are screwed by the colored birds, exclamation point, end quote. Stocks rose today on the back of stronger-than-expected employment data, but the gains were kept in check by concerns over an escalating trade war between the United States and China. The Dow ended up 99 points, with Apple and Microsoft outperforming. The S&P 500 closed 0.8% higher, with healthcare rising by 1.5%. The NASDAQ climbed by 1.3% as shares of NASDAQ biotechnology surged by 3.8%. Facebook rose to an all-time high, also boosting the NASDAQ. Like we said earlier, the U.S. economy added 213,000 jobs in June, while economists polled by Reuters expected a gain of 195,000. Unemployment rose slightly to 4% from 3.8%. Wage growth also missed expectations, climbing 2.7% on a year-over-year basis. Economists had expected growth of 2.8%. The fly in the ointment, as we said earlier, is the fact that wages have not outpaced inflation, meaning that any wage increase people have seen is being eaten up by higher prices. And by the way, in case you've run out of things to worry about, President Trump has just floated the idea of slapping tariffs on an additional $500 billion worth of Chinese goods. Like they say, stay tuned. In case you're wondering, France beat Uruguay 2-0 in the quarterfinals of the World Cup today. I watched a bit at Cezanne Kitchen and Pub in Windsor Heights, and my French friends were having a party at 11 o'clock this morning. When we come back, a quick peek at two waitresses in the Des Moines Metro that each month pick a charity to donate 100% of their tips for the day. It's a great story, and that is coming up next. Also coming up, we'll have some fun with Parker Reed and new daddy Jeff Pitts from City View as we talk about stuff to do in the Metro this weekend into next week. Stay with us and click on through on the Business News Hour.